And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary is still unable to accept the fact of her husband's death. And Max is still more real to her than old friends or new acquaintances. Only David, the young man who befriended her when he found her wandering alone in the city of Craig's Falls, has succeeded in influencing her in any way. She has found contentment at Mrs. McPherson's boarding house, not knowing that Father Brady, David's good friend, has notified her friends in Sanders as soon as he learned her identity from newspaper stories. But Dr. John Benson has not yet arrived in Craig's Falls, and until last night, David hoped he would never come to take Mary home. Last night, however, while David and Mary were in a little lunchroom, a disreputable-looking man recognized Mary from her newspaper picture, and David fears unpleasant consequences. Now it is early the next morning. David has just entered Father Brady's office in the settlement house. Father Brady welcomes him.
Good morning, David. Come in.
Good morning, Father.
Well, what brings you here so early? I had an idea you slept late these winter mornings now that you're not working.
No, not this morning. As a matter of fact, I haven't slept all night. Father, have you had any word from Mary's friend, that Dr. Benson?
Still worrying about that, David?
Yes.
My housekeeper tells me he phoned last night before I came home.
Is he on his way?
I don't know. He left his name, but no message. I can't understand it. He doesn't seem to be in any great hurry to see Mary now that he knows where she is.
Yes, but he's got to hurry. We'll have to call him again.
Yes, I was going to suggest that, but when I talked to you yesterday, you were hoping he'd never come.
Well, I've changed my mind, Father. I don't want Mary to go away, but last night something happened that made me realize the sooner Dr. Benson gets here and identifies Mary, the better.
David, suppose you stop pacing the floor and sit down and tell me what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Father. Is that better?
Much better.
You know, I think Mary's in danger unless that reward offer is withdrawn.
In danger?
Yes.
I don't understand. What happened, David?
Well, last night, Mary and I took a walk, and we stopped in a little lunchroom. And while we were having coffee, she was recognized by one of those waterfront bums sitting near us.
Are you sure? Did he speak to her?
No. He started over to our table, but I managed to get Mary out of the place before he had a chance to say anything. He followed us, but we jumped on a bus, and I think we lost him.
But how do you know he was interested in Mary? Maybe he was going to ask you for money or a match.
No, I forgot to tell you. He had yesterday's newspaper, the one with Mary's picture in it, and the reward offer. And he kept looking at the paper and then at Mary. It was obvious that he knew who she was.
Did Mary know why he was staring at her?
No, but she was frightened. She knew something was wrong. But don't you see, if some crook recognizes her, why, anything could happen. She could be kidnapped and held somewhere until Miss Benson turned up with a reward money.
But David, $500 isn't enough to tempt a big racketeer.
No, but it's easy money for some petty thief. And besides, what's to prevent a crook from demanding more than $500, knowing her friends are hunting for her?
I think you're exaggerating the danger. But I agree with you. The sooner her friends find her, the better. I'm going to call Dr. Benson again, right now.
Oh, thanks, Father. I hoped you would. Try to make him understand how serious things are. I don't see why he didn't come yesterday.
But don't forget he's a doctor, David. He may have sick patients whom he couldn't leave, or he may be sick himself.
Yes.
Now, let me see, where's that number? I had it right here. Oh, yes. Here it is. Sanders, 531, please.
I hope he's there.
I'd rather hear that he's left Sanders and is on his way.
Yes.
Hello? Dr. Benson? Oh, I see. Well, do you know where I can reach him? This is Father Brady in Craig's Falls. Oh, yes. Well, that's fine. Thank you. Goodbye.
He wasn't there?
Good news at last.
Yes?
That was Benson's assistant. He said Dr. Benson is on his way here now. He should be here with him now.
Well, I'm glad of it. I didn't realize until last night that I can't protect Mary any longer. She's sure to be recognized sooner or later with that reward offer and all the papers.
Yeah, I'm relieved. You've done a great deal for Mary, David, but it's been too heavy a responsibility for you. I'll be glad to have a doctor share it.
You think Mary really needs medical treatment, don't you, Father? You think she's mentally ill?
I'd say it was her heart and soul that have been hurt.
Oh, well, that's different. That's the way it seems to me. And I'll bet this Dr. Benson doesn't understand that. Maybe that's why Mary ran away. She says no one understands.
Don't judge Dr. Benson too harshly till you've met him, David. It seems to me that anyone who's ever known Mary understands the quality of her love. I'm sure her doctor knows, as we do, that it's taken her longer than it would take the average woman to recover from the shock of her husband's death.
Well, I don't think it's unnatural for Mary to believe that her husband is still with her. I can understand loving a woman so deeply that you refuse to believe she's dead. And that is, I could have understood it once.
I know, David. And you'll feel that way again someday about a woman?
No. I don't ever. But I'm going out for a while until it's time for this doctor of Mary's to get here.
You're not going back to the boarding house to warn Mary? That is, to prepare her for Dr. Benson's visit?
No. No, Father. I tried to tell her yesterday, but I couldn't.
Well, I'm not going to advise you about that, David. I want you to do what you think best.
Father, if you'd seen her when I mentioned her old friends and asked her to tell me about them, but she looked so frightened, really frightened. Perhaps I'm a coward, but I just can't face her with this news. She's happy now, and I want her to be happy until the last possible minute, until this Dr. Benson gets here to take her back to Smith.
And at the same time, Mrs. McPherson enters the living room of the boarding house to find Mary staring with frightened eyes at a newspaper.
Mary.
Oh, Mrs. McPherson, I didn't hear you come in.
Mary, where did you find that paper?
Why, lying here on the table.
Oh, one of the boarders must have left it there. You've read that page? All of it?
Yes, I've read it and I've seen that picture.
Oh, what did David say?
I didn't realize my friends would be so worried about me. I told them not to worry. I told them I'd be all right, that I'd be with Max.
With Max?
Why can't they leave me alone? That's all I wanted, to be alone with Max. Why did they try to find me?
Well, seems natural enough to me. They're your friends, aren't they? You just called them that.
Yes, they were my friends once. A long, long time ago in another world. Now they seem so far away.
Well, they aren't so far away. Sanders, your hometown's only 80 miles from here.
$500 reward will be paid for information concerning Mrs. Mary Sanders. John Benson and Daddy Stratford must have done that. And they've so little money, they shouldn't have done it. Don't they know Max told me to stay here?
Well, I guess they don't understand that. You can explain that to Dr. Benson when he comes.
Oh. Dr. Benson? Dear. When he comes? Oh, no. No, John isn't coming here. He can't.
But you just said that Dr. Benson was a friend once. I should think he'd be glad to
see him. Oh, you don't understand either. Nobody understands but Max and David. Mrs. McPherson, David's seen this paper, hasn't he?
Well,
why, yes, of course. That's why the man in the lunchroom stared at me so. And that's why David hurried me out of there so fast. David does know, doesn't he?
Well, he couldn't help seeing it,
man. Of course he knows. Does Father Brady know, too?
Oh, well, guess there's nothing to do but tell you the truth. Yes, David and Father Brady both know who we are. They didn't want you to see the picture in the paper. They were afraid you'd be upset.
David wouldn't tell John Benson. I'm sure he wouldn't. He promised he wouldn't send me away. But Father Brady would feel it his duty to notify John. John's on his way. He's coming to talk to me. He's going to try to take me back to Sanders.
Mary, I better get you some water. You're for what?
John got his way. That's why I felt so strange. I knew something terrible was going to happen. He's coming here, and he may be here today.
Oh, Mary, please. We won't let him take you away if you don't want to go.
He'll talk about Max. He'll tell me Max is gone, that I'll never see him again or hear his voice.
Oh, Mary, why don't you go up to your room, rest a while? You look so tired. I'll bring you some nice hot tea.
Yes, I guess I will, Donna. I think I've a headache.
Yeah, you'll feel better after you've had a nap. I'll go boil water for tea.
Yes, darling, what shall I do? Please tell me. You don't want me to go back to Sanders with John, do you? You've told me so many times that my future is here in Craig's Falls. Max, where are you? I can't see the end. Max, darling, won't you speak to me? I need you to show me the way now as I never have before. Why don't you answer me, Max? Why don't you answer?
Will Mary hear Max's voice again? Or has this consolation been denied her? Will our meeting with John Benson take place tomorrow?